Pat.
And I am fucking tired. I have driven to Texas, driven back, and the past 8 fucking hours I've been working.
And this is all after a horrible experience at Twin Peaks.
Oh, we had a beautiful afternoon together.
It was lovely.
But this waitress at Twin Peaks, bless her heart. First of all, we ordered some delicious burgers and beer. And some mozzarella cheese bites things. And Patrick, how did you order your burger again?
I ordered my burger with no tomatoes. It was to come with cheese, beef, bacon, lettuce, and onions. Right? Just no tomatoes.
Yeah, that's, I mean...
And she brings it out and says, here's the one with no tomatoes, and sits it in front of me.
Correct. And then
I take a couple bites and open it up and realize, wow, the only thing I have on my burger are tomatoes. There's no lettuce, there's no onions.
And on my burger, she brought it with, I had everything on it. And I was missing the tomatoes.
So yeah, you got everything, no tomatoes.
No, yeah.
I get just tomatoes.
Yeah, that fucking sucks.
And so when she comes by, I mean, she goes, oh, I'm sorry, would you like me to take that back and have them make me a new one? Well, no, because we were in a hurry. Zach had a job to do, and we had to get out of there. So instead of trying to make right, you know, because obviously they couldn't replace the burger.
No, because you're already, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't notify manager, or try to comp my burger, or at least discount it some.
Yeah, we're not asking for a freebie. I mean, I'm willing to pay.
If you're going to make a mistake, you know, correct it.
Yeah, or at least,
I'm not there to spend that much money on a burger that I didn't order, you know? And so, of course, I told Zach not to leave a tip. He didn't leave a tip. And
which is really...
It is rare.
Really bad because we...
It is not bad because a tip, you tip them for exceptional service. It's not
very
standard
true.
To
no,
just
I know that,
tip
yeah.
every time you go. If you receive subpar service,
but people,
why do they
think,
deserve a tip? Even if it's a couple bucks, why do they deserve it if they didn't go out of their way to give you a good
people
experience?
People think they deserve a fucking tip.
But
and,
they don't.
But the people like us who are like, oh yeah, tip no matter what. Like, I'm with you on that one. If you don't give me very good service at all, and if you're not keeping me happy, then why should I leave you a tip? You know?
Yeah, you didn't go above and beyond your job, so you should only get paid for doing said job.
Exactly.
And I don't think you deserve anything extra when you didn't do anything
yeah,
extra.
Yeah, I don't get tipped when I go above and beyond
my
job.
And it's a girl at Twin Peaks, and
yeah.
She wasn't very flirty.
No, she wasn't.
Wasn't even very talkative.
No, she wasn't. That kind of made me a little mad, because I was trying to like, hey, how's it going? Not really flirt with her, just be like...
Talkative.
How's your day going?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me know. And she's like, is that all I can get you? Here's your food. Was it good? No.
It wasn't.
Because you didn't fuck it up. At least we don't think you did.
Would you like your checks?
Yeah, would you like a check?
I mean, there was
sure.
no conversing with this waitress whatsoever.
Kind of sucked. I mean, she, I don't know, I think she suffered from a stagnant bitch face. Is that what it's called?
Stagnant bitch face.
Or what
I've
is,
never heard that before.
No, it's like where you have a bitch face all the time.
I don't know.
You've never heard
of
that?
I just call him a bitch, but I didn't know there was a stagnant bitch face.
Anyways, after we left Twin Peaks, I had to make my way all the way to Decatur, Texas, which is like a 3-hour drive. And for some odd reason, every time I go to Texas, there's always a Texan driver that gets mad at me for speeding in front of them. Like, I get on the highway, I set my cruise at 79, and go. And I'll fly past them, and they will speed up and cut me off. I've had people throw shit at my truck because I go past them really fast. They're going like 65 miles an hour into 70.
And you pass them.
I pass
them.
I don't
do
anything.
They have to go out of their way just to catch back up with you, to pass you,
exactly.
to be a dick to you.
And they keep, oh my God, it's every fucking time I go down there. And that's the whole point. I mean, most vehicles nowadays come with cruise control, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a standard equipment. It's not optional
on new
anymore.
Models, yeah.
It's standard. It's been standard equipment, I think, since like the fucking 2000s. I mean,
You can't say 2000s because, you know, that threw Travis off last time.
Oh, yeah, it did. Oh, 2000? What do you mean? 99? No. But I don't get it. When you're on the highway, set your cruise.
Like, I have no problem if somebody speeds in front of me and cuts me off and keeps the gas on. No problem whatsoever. I don't get ticked off. But if they speed up, block me in when I'm behind a semi about to get over, and then keep me in there and then slowly creep past me, which a lot of fucking... This goddamn minivan did it. This fucking minivan full of these kids. I went past her, and she speeds up, gets in front of, like, gets right next to me. I'm in the right lane, and a semi-truck's coming up, and she's, like, just barely behind me enough to where I could cut her off, which I don't want to do that. I don't like driving that way. She kept there, so I had to fucking hit my brakes, let her pass, and then I go around the semi, and I turn my cruise back on, and I go past her, because she gets back over in the, gets back over in the right fucking lane. And I pass her, just setting my cruise. I don't fucking get it, people. Why can't you use your goddamn cruise control? If you're gonna drive slow, be conscientious of other fucking drivers out there. I let semi-trucks over. I let anybody over who looks like they're in a fucking hurry. If somebody's behind me coming up...
Well, no, because people think it's their job to get over the left lane and try to slow speeders down. That's not your job.
Whoa, who the fuck said that? Do people actually think that?
Yes.
Why?
Oh my god, dude, it happens all the time. You've never been just cruising past people in the left lane and you get some asshole who hurries up and gets over you real quickly, gets over in front of you, and they're just doing like the speed limit.
No.
In the left lane.
Oh, maybe.
Even though the left lane is for passing, which is what you're doing when you're speeding. I mean, you're passing.
Exactly, yeah.
But, I mean, people take it upon themselves to try to slow speeders down, and it's ridiculous.
That causes wrecks.
Oh, I know.
Causes fucking wrecks.
People are stupid, though.
Let me speed. I'm not going to hit you.
No.
I'm more worried about you cutting in front of me, like you say, trying to slow me down. I know what the fuck I'm doing.
And people can't handle it. They're like, oh my god, this asshole's speeding. Like, oh, they're going 15 over.
Dude, I had somebody fly past me going like 90 miles an hour. They came up right on my ass, and I was like, oh fuck. So I gunned it, went around this truck, and then went to the right lane, and they just went past me.
Yeah.
That's courteous fucking driving.
Yeah.
Same shit goes on in the cities. I mean, the cities is a little bit more crowded. I'll give you tards that. But there should be no fucking reason why you cannot pay attention to other people driving around you. That's why you have fucking mirrors.
Well, you've got people who are sitting there on their cell phones texting or on the phone.
And I can still not, pay attention.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of people nowadays can't. They just sit there and they can only do one task at a time. So if they're sitting there on the phone, they're practically on autopilot driving, and they can't even do that right.
I don't fucking get it.
So now that Zach's done with his rant, what do we have on the agenda?
God damn it, I don't even know.
Today.
Sexting?
What were you wanting to talk about sexting?
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, unless you're a little kid. Shouldn't do that.
Well, except I was reading something. I didn't get into the article in depth. I just saw the title. And it was basically, it summed up that everything you've ever texted is now on the internet.
Yeah.
Everything you've ever texted is now on the internet.
I don't doubt it one bit.
So no, sexting is not all right.
Why not? I think it's cool.
Yeah, you think it's cool. Don't get me wrong. Any guy is going to be like, oh, you know, I'm so glad this
chick
sent me a picture of her tits.
I send pics too. I mean, I'm not stingy about it.
Now dick pics of you are on the interwebs. I mean, I could, if I dug hard enough, I could probably find where these pictures are located.
No, they're not unless somebody uploads them, though. You'd have to upload it to the internet because they're only in text messages.
But who's to say you have to upload it? Who's to say that the cell phone, the cellular provider,
oh no,
didn't leak all that?
The NSA. The NSA is looking at dick pics.
Apparently, there's a... I just thought of like a Craigslist ad of like a NSA, like wanted... You know, like job openings.
Yeah.
And in the job description, it's like at dick pics all day and see if any of this is related to terrorist activity.
Like, since there's like 9-year-olds running around.
You say 9-year-olds?
Yeah. And what
sending
if,
dick pics?
What if the NSA is in...
So you're saying if the NSA is tracking these said dick pics?
No, just cell phones in general.
Okay.
They would have
these 9-year-olds are taking pictures. Yeah, I mean... basically are, you know...
Our government's harboring child pornography. I mean, just break it down, because, I mean, you have people in high school who are under the age of 18 that are sending out...
Yeah, you have people sitting in prison for downloading and viewing naked boys and girls on their computers, and yet...
We're not saying it's okay. It's fucked up.
No, it's not okay.
It's not right.
But you're saying we have people in prison because of that, but then we also have a government that proceeds in looking at that.
I guess it... depends on what you use those pictures for. Because I'm sure I'd hope the government isn't using them to wank at. I'd hope. But you never know.
No, but the thing is, I could never touch myself. Say I had child pornography, right? Say I never touched myself when looking at it.
Did you know,
is it still okay to have the child pornography? No.
No,
it's not okay to view it. So why is it okay for... You know, federal employees to do
so. There's kids getting in trouble for, like, in middle school in, like, I don't know, ninth grade and shit like that, of these girls, like, sending pictures of their bodies to these boys who are the same age, but the guys are getting caught for the fucking child pornography shit.
Well, they can't, because they're all underage, they can't get in trouble.
They still have the photo, though.
That's why if I was 17 and I had sex with a 16-year-old or a 15-year-old, I can't get in trouble legally because I'm still underage. I'm still a minor sleeping with a minor.
It just depends on how far people are willing to pay to get the law to work on their fucking side.
This is true. Money goes a long way when it comes to, I guess, suits and other legal repercussions. But
dude, the cat loved that. Yeah, no. Fucking plum
cat. You got him licking up Reds now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, apple beer.
Yeah, apple.
Can
beer.
We disclose names of that shit? But yeah, child pornography is bad. Only sex if you're of age, which is 18.
I think it's funny because it's like everybody thinks, oh, Snapchat's fine. I can send pictures on Snapchat. Nobody will ever have them.
What is Snapchat?
Snapchat is an app where you can take a picture, type in a little message on there. It only gives you like so many characters.
No, really?
And then you can send it to somebody, and you can set the time limit that they can view it. So say you set it for like 4 seconds. Well, they can only view the picture for 4 seconds, and they can no longer open it.
Oh, once it's on a server somewhere.
Oh, it would have to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, it had to be cached somewhere.
Yeah.
But the thing is, people can't take screenshots.
Yeah.
You could still take a screenshot, but apparently in the app, it'll notify you if somebody took a screenshot of your picture.
What the fuck?
And so that lets people know, oh, well, they just took a screenshot of that. I'm not going to send them any more naked pictures. So there's an app now called like a SnapSave or something like that. And you can basically, as long as you haven't opened the photo and your phone's rooted and you have super user privileges, you can basically save those photos onto your computer before you open it.
Oh,
and
that's
so
funny.
Isn't it?
I think, I just think so, the whole thing is sexy.
Well, it's funny because there's a subreddit,
oh, no shit.
Snapchat Gone Wild or something like that. But yeah, I mean, people have uploaded pictures that they've received on Snapchat.
Well, I mean, I think
it's funny because a lot of them in the like the little caption, it's like, don't show this to anybody. And
of
it's
course.
On the internet.
I mean, I don't send dick pics. It's only if the chick asks, but I'll like cover my stuff up and just be like, yo, check this out. Which is a funny story.
That's not attractive. Like, why would I want to see a bush and, like, some leg and stomach?
No.
Like, if I asked for a
dick
pic,
oh, no, they're full body photos I take. I take full body
but
photos.
But you cover your junk.
Yeah, I cover my junk up with my hand, and I do a little sexy pose. Which is funny, because on my old phone, I sent them to a couple people, and I reset my phone and gave it to my mom. You see where this
did
is going?
Did you clear everything?
I thought I did.
Wow, did she see that?
Yeah, she saw him. Oh, she opened him up. And
that's hot.
So my mom was like, hey, there's a funny photo of you. And then proceeds to text it to me. And I'm like, you fucking idiot.
Nice.
So I ended up deleting the photo of me half naked.
So
on
your mom had some spank bank material.
Yeah, that's really fucked up.
It is.
So that's another thing. Be careful when you're sexting. Or just don't do it at all.
But you just said it was all right.
It is all right.
But then you just said don't do it at all.
If you don't want to. That's the beauty of choice. If you don't want to do it, don't fucking do it. If you're gonna do it, you're gonna have consequences for it.
But everybody else is doing it, Zach.
Yeah, I know, and I am too. And I had to suffer the consequences of my mom seeing me naked. Which
this isn't the first time.
No, it's not the first time.
She changed her diaper, and you haven't grown much since then.
Yeah. But if you're gonna sex, be sure you know what's gonna happen, because I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna show the photos. Edit that shit out right there, because that's gonna fuck me over on that one. God damn it! Oh man,
no, you're fine.
Yeah, but what do you? What,
do you want a turkey sausage?
I don't know.
I am enjoying these turkey sausages. I mean, they're pretty tasty.
Are they?
Yeah, try.
Is it like beef jerky but turkey?
Well, it's not jerky, man. It's just turkey sausage.
It's like a. No, this tastes like a Slim Jim, just turkey.
Yeah, right. I know, it's good. It's a nice little snack.
I mean, but yeah, that fucking drive, dude. I worked for an hour. Not even that.
Yeah, and you spent the majority of the time driving. Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
So what's up? What's next?
Man.
We knocked out sexting and child pornography, yet somehow I don't know how that you know
what
really
the,
came
You know
out,
what the cool but... thing is about sexting, though, and like cybering? You don't get STDs. You don't.
This is true. You just get a virus.
Yeah, exactly. Your fucking computer. You don't. Your computer contracts. Your computer's the condom. Yeah. Your computer is the condom taking in the virus or the cyberly transmitted disease that you're not going to catch yourself. I don't know.
Cyberly transmitted disease.
We know what the CTD. Holy shit. That's what we're going to start calling viruses.
No, it's not STD anymore. It's STI.
STI is an infection.
Yeah.
STD is like...
But I thought they weren't considering them diseases anymore. I thought they were considering them all STIs.
No, there's still some diseases, like the ones that... the ovarian one that the chicks get or whatever. Cervical cancer.
Well, it causes. It can cause cervical cancer.
Well, if the guy's a carrier.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we carry it. Doesn't affect us.
Not at all.
We're inhuman.
Well, they get it, and it doesn't necessarily hurt them, but it can cause cervical cancer.
Yeah, it can. So, that's a disease, though.
Yeah.
But, like, gonorrhea, clab, that shit.
Syphilis.
Herpes. Herpes is a disease. It's not an infection.
Well, it's a virus.
So it's a disease.
It's a viral infection.
Yeah, but you can't get rid of herpes.
No.
So it's a disease. Oh, fuck. They need to make up their minds.
Yeah,
because
I mean, you can consider anxiety a disease, and I don't like that.
Oh, God. Dude, everybody has anxiety. Everybody has stress.
Yeah, everybody has some level of anxiety. I definitely agree with you. I mean, I used to have testing anxiety. I mean, it's nothing.
Wait, you were tested for anxiety?
No, anxiety. You know, when you have like a big test or something, you're like, oh, I'm freaking out about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's normal stuff, but there's people who don't like feeling that.
Who likes feeling that?
Nobody likes feeling
exactly.
That.
So
a lot of people are like, oh my God, I don't like feeling like this. I should probably be treated for it so I never feel like this again. Congratulations, you don't want to be a human being.
Congratulations, you're going to get addicted to fucking pills.
Yeah, you don't want to feel feelings. Well, I'm sorry, there's a wide range of feelings that humans experience, and it's all normal. You know, you just freak out about something and make it bigger than it needs to be.
Exactly.
And then you make it worse.
Yeah.
Because
you're fretting over it. You're making a big deal about it. And you're harming your body, and you're just... Just realize that there are things that are out of your fucking control. Quit being a control freak, people. That's what causes stress and anxiety. All you can do is what you are capable of fucking doing. This is now turning into like a self-help bullshit.
Well, I mean, sometimes you just gotta sit back and relax and just, you know, let things be.
Yeah, exactly. Just let things be. Like, people getting stressed out about work and bringing that shit home. My dad does that shit.
Yeah.
He gets mad at work.
Leave it at home. Leave it at work.
He gets mad at work, brings it home. He's in a shitty mood. I'm like, dude, you need to chill the fuck out. And I say that to him in those exact words. He's like, you don't quit saying bad words. I was like, I'm an adult. All right. Quit stealing my liquor. And I'm like, it's just, it's bad. Which humans aren't supposed to have stress and anxiety. I mean, the only stress that we should be having is, like, fighting tigers and shit. Instead of, like, stressing about work, stressing about school. But what people need to realize is that they don't have control over things. You get a flat tire, that's gonna fucking suck. Do you have control over getting a flat tire? Maybe if you're like me and drove off the side of the road in the snowstorm and caused it. But normally, 9 times out of 10... you didn't fucking cause it. So why stress about something that just happens?
Well, I think, I mean, if something were to happen to my car, like a flat tire, no, I'm not gonna, I'm gonna be pissed, you know?
Great.
You know, something I've gotta deal with, you know, take a deep breath, get it fixed. But, I mean, there's some people who, I mean, if they got a flat tire or had to make some kind of repair to a vehicle, that's gonna financially hurt them. Because they don't have those funds there to support something like that.
But they...
And money. Money is the root of...
Everything.
Everything.
But and people, I mean, it's just people need to be aware. Make that popping sound, people. Pull your head out of your ass. Because that's what it sounds like. It's like... But, you know, getting a flat tire, studying for a test, like... If you truly put yourself to studying for a test and do the best of your ability, you can't stress about that because you're doing as much as you can. Now, if you put that shit off, stress about the test, and you're like, oh, I need to study, and you don't do it, you fucking go out, go do fun shit, which is what everybody does.
Yeah.
You're gonna suffer the consequences. People get stressed out and anxious over the consequences because they don't want to deal with them. And they think, oh, the word consequences is a bad word. There are good consequences. There are bad consequences.
I used to be that when I was little. I mean, I'm talking like third, fourth grade.
Yeah.
I mean, I hated getting in trouble. And I just remember bringing in a roly-poly from recess. And putting it inside of, like, my little pencil sharpener container, because it was, like, the clear container that the shavings went into.
Yeah.
And so I put this roly-poly in there. I just wanted to keep this roly-poly in my desk, you know? I wasn't going to, like,
it's a pet.
Grind it or anything. But, yeah, I mean...
You have a pet bug.
There was a kid sitting next to me who kept threatening to tell the teacher that I brought this roly-poly in, unless I gave him,
like, something out of my desk.
Yeah, and I was like, shit. So I gave it to him just so he'd keep his mouth shut.
Of course.
And, I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, looking
it's really
back,
not.
I'm like, really? I mean, the teacher would have just said, oh, here, hand that here.
Exactly.
And, you know, don't bring bugs in.
It's all about your perspective at that moment.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're going to look at that test, but after you fucking take it, you're not going to be stressed out about it anymore. You're like, oh, I failed it. Oh, I hope I didn't fail it. Like, you fucked off.
Well, maybe not even a test anxiety, but, oh, I have these 5 kids. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to feed them. I have an idea. Don't have 5 fucking kids.
Exactly.
You know, close your goddamn legs.
Be responsible? Is that what you're saying, Patrick?
I'm saying, absolutely, people nowadays need to be responsible for the actions they take. You know, don't walk around with your hand out expecting everybody else to take care of your business.
Yeah. People... God, I mean, I'm all for helping out family.
I didn't mean to get pregnant. I didn't want to get pregnant.
Okay, what measures did you take?
What precautions did you take ahead of time?
Yeah, I'm on birth.
I got really drunk and slept with the guy. Well, no. That was your fucking mistake.
Yeah, well, I'm on birth control. I didn't think it would happen. I was like, haha, birth control doesn't cure fucking everything. You twat. Read on the goddamn box. Listen to your doctor. Who gave you that shit?
Yeah.
Or you have these little fuckers that are, they go out, have sex, and like, oh my god, I had sex, didn't use a condom, I'm on birth control, but they start popping those Plan B pills. You heard about that? I knew people in high school that would do that shit. the chick wouldn't be on birth control. They'd fuck, boyfriend, girlfriend. And then he'd be like, yeah, I just
pop one.
Yeah, he'd just go buy them for her. And she'd pop like two or three, like in a, like,
you're not supposed to do that.
I know. Well, no, just like one per day. Something like that. And it'd be like two times a week. And I'm like, you know, that's bad.
Yeah, congrats. You just fucked your body up chemically. And your kid's going to come out retarded now.
Exactly. And I mean, the shit that those things do, man, it's insane. Like, it basically tricks the body into having the period, flushing out the semen, and it's just awful. Plan B is for, like, I don't know, rape victims? Or who are rapes, in quotations?
I mean, definitely, you know, something like that for somebody who is raped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because obviously, you know, the vast majority of women are not going to want to carry the rapist child.
No.
You know?
Which I can understand that. I don't think you should kill babies, but if you want to kill babies, that has nothing to do with me. Kind of deal. You know what I mean? Like, woman's body is woman's body. This is my body. I don't want to have a kid. It's like, okay, that's cool. You want to kill your baby, go for it. But it's a really fucking touchy subject, though. The rape victim.
Yeah.
This is a pretty dark podcast, but yeah, I mean, I knew, people who are legitimately raped and get rid of the kid, that's your business, it's not mine. It's a horrific thing that happened to them, and I do not wish that upon anybody. It's really fucking sad.
No, not at all, and I'm not gonna hate on the person for doing what needs to be done. You know, in those kind of
circumstances. No, I agree.
Circumstances.
I agree, yeah. I mean, it's their choice. And you know what? If I was a chick, I wouldn't want some fucking asshole's kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some piece of fucking somebody
telling me that I have to have it. You know, it's...
Exactly.
I mean, I completely agree. But...
I need to take a piss.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
You're gonna pause
it?
You
take a piss.
You're gonna sit here
and
talk?
I think that's good. I mean, we can...
Stop it?
Yeah, we can finish up there.
No, I want to keep going.
You want to keep going?
Yeah, I want to keep going.
Okay, well.
How long do we go
for? We'll break, and then we'll just pick back up when you get back.
That's cool.
All right, so we're back from the break. Obviously, you guys weren't affected by it.
Yeah, I pissed for like 2 milliseconds, according to you guys.
Yeah.
But my whole drive down to Tejas, I was listening to some Def Leppard, REO Speedwagon, and my favorite, Warrant, came on. With Sweet Cherry Pie.
Nice.
It's a great fucking song. I love that song. I don't know, for some reason, when I'm tired, like a couple days, or let's see, Thursday, I think it was, I had to wake up at 3:30 in the morning and drive to Texas.
No, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, it was, I slept.
I would pass out.
I slept for like 4 hours that night. But Taylor Swift, Carly Rae Jepsen, and a bunch of other pop shit kept me awake. For some reason, dude, pop.
I can't listen to it wide awake. I wouldn't be able to listen to it half asleep. That would just drive me batshit crazy.
Pop keeps me awake, and then some good old Def Lep.
Pop.
Pop music.
It almost sounded like you said pot keeps you awake.
Pot keeps me awake? No, I don't smoke the reefer. Haven't done that in a very long time. Well, guys, we're going to cut it short because whenever fucking Travis gets on here, he takes up all of our time. And we have to make these a little bit shorter so we can keep them on Podomatic because they limit our fucking space to like 500 megabytes and shit. But we're working on getting a...
Well, I refuse to pay for a pro account.
Oh.
And it's not worth it.
Fuck no. We're going to get our...
that much more space.
Yeah. We're going to get our own shit set up here after a little bit and be able to...
The goal is to create a server, whether it's virtualized or not.
Exactly.
So my goal is to figure out how to host our own shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be able to host our own website to house our blog, you know, and hopefully... You know, be able to host our own podcast as well.
Exactly.
Cut out the middleman.
Exactly. Fuck the middleman. We're entrepreneurs. Kind of. Not really, though. We just do this for fun.
But, I mean, we'll be back again. The episode should be up by Wednesday. Next episode. Probably have Travis again.
Yeah, it seems to be like a...
a reoccurring thing.
Yeah, I think it's because we feel bad for him.
No, it's always great to have him on. But, you know, other than that, I think we're done. And, you know, we look forward to putting out another episode for you guys.
Take it easy, Muff Divers.